and so much more, plus access to all my videos as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. 61 basic correctional officers will graduate today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created this new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address the staffing shortage. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. Lawyers for the abortion clinics say they will seek to win back $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. And Andalusia police are investigating a shooting last night. They tell us a man was taken to the hospital after the shooting on Sneed Street. We are working to learn the victim's condition and if there are any suspects in the case. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Out, she's really fun to hang out with.
She says she is.
Big partier.
Well, you know.
I mean, that's all she's looking forward to is just partying, 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 partying. Yeah. Like, Baron.
Yes. Yes.
If we came in this morning, you know, you just, yes. Baron's very courteous. He said to Jay, you know, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Right. If Jay was just like partying, 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 you'd be like, I want to hang out with Jay.
What he said made me want to hang out with Jay.
Right. That's what he said. He said partying. Well, he said partying.
Yeah, he did. He did partying twice.
Yeah.
So,
or something.
And I'm only partying once this weekend.
That's right.
So. Our number 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. It is Friday. Friday's a little looser around here. Sometimes we get a little stuffy and serious Monday through Thursday. But sometimes we don't. But on Friday, we typically are a little looser. Rules are certainly looser.
Rebecca Black, you know, sure really gets us looser, you know.
Well, the rules are certainly looser on Friday.
What are the rules on Friday?
Hold on, I get the rule book.
Let's look it up. Baron, it says here, ain't nairn.
Oh, there ain't nairn. That's right.
Nary a rule.
So on Friday, you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Nay rules.
Monday through Thursday, if you call and change the subject or get boring or ramble, well, I'm still not going to let you. Well, I guess I'd have to let you ramble. There's no rules,
but we could also still just dunk on you.
We can. We can chastise you.
We can chastise you.
So, Monday through Thursday, there are no rules around here. Friday, there are rules. I had somebody the other day on one of the Facebook posts I had up say, I called Baron a few years ago, and he gave me a hard time.
Well, don't be terrible.
Well, you know, that's what I said. Your call must not have been real hot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more than willing to listen. I will allow you to speak.
You know, in the Big Lebowski, you know, Walter does say, the dude says.
Walter Kupchak?
Sobchak, yeah.
Sobchak?
But the dude says, this isn't Vietnam, Walter. There are rules. So apparently, Friday or Vietnam.
Friday's Vietnam.
No rules.
No rules. This isn't Vietnam, Walter. There are rules. Oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a top five movie for me.
It's unbelievable.
It's up there with Tombstone.
I saw it in the theater. Which is like one of the things that like, so nobody did. It was their movie after Fargo, and I have to admit that like when I saw it,
right?
Yeah, when I saw it, I didn't think it was as funny as I do now. You know,
because you have to watch it six or eight times.
Like, that was weird.
Yeah,
you know,
you have to watch it six or eight times. Have you ever seen the movie Adaptation?
Yeah,
Nick Cage.
Yeah,
it's one of my top five movies.
Really,
I really like it.
Really,
it. How many times have you seen it?
Once or twice.
Okay. See it about eight times.
The dude that wrote that became like a big go-to guy for like, I think he wrote Being John Malkovich and he wrote
same guy. Which I love Being
Eternal
John Malkovich.
Eternal Sunshine.
I've seen that.
Which I didn't really.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah. I didn't really love any of those movies.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's my kind of movie.
A little too, you know, weird.
Yeah, the whole
weird for the sake of being weird.
The whole premise of Adaptation.
I do
was
like the premise of Adaptation.
The guy writes himself into his own movie.
Right.
And
well, he's
amazing.
Trying to adapt the book about the orchid thief or whatever,
right.
And he can't do it.
Right. So he writes himself into it. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, I loved it.
Not everybody liked that technique when the dude that wrote the biography of Reagan came out. Remember when that happened? And the dude wrote himself in as he was like some famous guy. And
I don't remember that. He wrote himself into his own book?
I think the book was called Dutch.
Oh, I remember the book.
And it was like a big thing when it came out.
Yeah.
That like, oh, it's this dude's, it's this dude's Reagan biography,
and he wrote himself into it?
Edmund Morris? Is that what it is? Yeah.
And he wrote himself into it?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, he wrote himself into the book.
I do not remember that.
It did not go over nearly as well as it did in Adaptation.
Well, Adaptation, he wrote himself into the movie.
Maybe because he wasn't played by Nick Cage.
Yeah. And he didn't have a twin brother also played by Nick Cage.
Right.
It was such a good movie. Anyway,
you know, if anybody asks,
I don't know how we got on movies.
Baron, if anybody ever says to me, if they say, do you know who you look like?
Uh-huh.
The answer is Nick Cage.
You?
Yeah.
You think you look like Nick Cage?
I don't think I look like Nick Cage. People think I look like Nick Cage. You know what it is?
What?
Italian. Big nose, thick eyebrows.
Really?
I don't think I do, but people think I do.
You've been told that.
I've been told that, like, if anybody ever says to me, do you know who you look like? The answer is pretty much always Nick Cage.
Really?
Yeah, Nicholas Coppola.
You know when people say, do you know who you look like to me?
They say the Grand Mufti of radio in Montgomery.
They say you look like a friggin' psychopath.
To you?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently they think I'm angry.
I've never thought... Well, no, you know, that's if they listen to the radio.
Oh.
But I mean, when they see you, I don't know. I don't think of you as immediately like a psychopath.
No,
well, I mean, I do now.
I'm looking at, like...
Now that I've been doing the radio with you for 6 months.
I'm looking at dozens of images of Nick Cage. I'm not seeing it.
I'll send you, like... all right, hold on.
Send me one that looks like you.
Well, because right now I got a beard.
Well, because... And the other thing, too, is I can't see Nick Cage without it being loud. Okay, I have a bearded Nick Cage, and I can kind of see that. Because, look.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
Bearded Nick Cage looks like Mallory.
So if I don't have a beard, then I also look like normal Nick Cage.
That's a good, I hadn't considered that.
Just the way, you know. Kind
I of hadn't considered that. So now that we've gotten that taken care of, I had no idea. I've been sitting in the room with a Nick Cage doppelganger this whole time.
I'm not sure we should do that, Baron.
He plays the same character in almost every movie.
He plays Stanley Goodspeed. No, I'm Stanley Goodspeed.
Almost every movie.
Yeah. A lovable idiot.
Keanu Reeves plays a lot of the same character in every movie. And who was the...
You know who's the king? Well, the kings of that are Tom Cruise.
Same character in every movie.
Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Leo did not play Leo in the...
Leo played the special needs kid in that movie with Sidney Gilbert.
30 Ray. Years ago.
Okay. But that's a different character than Titanic, obviously.
It's true. But like once he gets past Titanic, he's just Leo.
He's just Leo.
And then, although I will say that in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, does not play Leo.
I've not... What movie? I didn't even know.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The one about... It's like his take on Manson.
I quit watching movies about 10, 15 years ago, and my life my life is so much better. I don't watch them. I don't have time.
I mean, I went and saw that one in the theater last Friday. It's a birthday present to myself.
I would go to a... If I had a date, I would go, but my wife doesn't like watching movies either, so where am I going to go?
Well, also, boring.
Well, I mean, if we have 2 hours to kill, sitting in a dark room not talking to each other is not it.
Right, exactly. You want to, go get a meal, a couple pops, you know?
Or a hotel. Randall.
Good morning, fellas.
How are you? Didn't I say that? Randall, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
I can't hear you.
Hold on, you're fading out, bud.
For real?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You're moving your phone.
Yeah,
just hold it in one spot.
Stand high on top of that hill.
I'm trying, but y'all put me here, so I gotta stay here. Hey, I moved. Can we change the name from No Rules Friday or the other one, whatever you call it? Just call it Jack Rules. I mean, you know what I mean? For now, it's because when Friday's still saying no rules, we just say it's called Jack Rules.
Why would we say that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. You always say Jack Rules means ain't no rules, baby. Because he ain't got no rules.
Ain't there. Well, I
consider that.
I kind of like I kind of like Vietnam Friday, personally.
That's what the other one was. I couldn't remember. Vietnam Friday.
Say what you want, dude, but the man in the black pajamas. He's a worthy adversary.
I guess so. I don't know. But Jack, I don't know, man. He ain't got no rules in his life. He lives it by the drawers.
He ain't got no rules.
He ain't. You know, we could call it Jack Rules from now on, and no matter what, it's always the best. And I heard Jack called in the other morning on the morning show, and man, I'm saying, he said he can get up on the stairs. We'll help him get him down, man. Y'all made that happen. Ready, man.
You've seen me, haven't you? We could do in Empire Strikes Back, when C-3PO, when he gets all mangled, and they put him in the little the backpack thing on Chewbacca. Jack and I could do that.
There you go. You can ease it down.
You know?
I'm
a big enough dude. I think I can handle it.
I'm always thinking if he goes up in front, where he can turn around and go down the same way. Don't try to walk down forward. Walk down backwards, and we get behind him and embrace him, and just let him ease down. At the end of the day, we'll put one of them little kind of help things they bring into your bathroom. You know, he can use the bathroom up there. I'll put a curtain up and take it out when he gets done.
Well,
I'm ready, man.
We miss Jack as much as anybody, obviously, maybe even more. So, what we are going to let him. We're going to let him do that at his own speed. We are not going to rush his recovery. Right, Baron?
That's correct. He brought it up. That's why I heard it. Well, brought it up. I'm so happy, man, when he said it. He said he could get up the stairs. I heard him with his own mouth.
The door's open. He has a key fob. He has the code to the alarm. He's welcome. And all you got to do is call, and I'll warm up.
The door's
up
open,
mic.
But the rioting ain't free.
The rioting?
I had to get a bigger blanket.
He ain't a beauty, but hey, he's all right.
Randall said he needs a bigger blanket.
I heard that. Well, Randall's a good sport, isn't he?
Randall's a great sport. Since there are no rules, I'm going to disregard the clock and the fact that we're a minute 8 after the break and say, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert, guys. How are you, Robert? Hey, guys. Last, when Donald Trump ran for president, it was my very first time voting Republican. I voted Republican because I listen to you guys, I listen to Dan, and I just listened to talk radio, and I understood where we were headed. what was coming out and what was headed into, so I decided to give Donald Trump a try.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gave him a try. I said to myself, I said, now we're going to see what the Democrats do the next election. You know what? They come back with the same old junk. If we ain't giving away the country, we asking somebody to come in and take it.
I like it.
No change. No change at all. It's the same old rhetoric. And hey, won't we all just go out to meet at Capitol and get us a free car? Because they're giving away everything else.
Well, I need a free car.
Right.
Don't you?
Yeah, I need a... Hey, and then after that, let's go sign up from college knowing we can't pass the courses and get us a free education.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So, they don't understand. This country is built on entrepreneurship. Find out something you can do great. Do it to your best and get paid for it.
I heard a great... This is a great call, Robert, because you just triggered something in my mind that's a great discussion. Thank you for your call.
Great call.
I read. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I read an article talking about how this push to send everybody to college is destroying the entrepreneurial mindset of America. Because your best entrepreneurial years are like age 18 to 25. And that's when everybody that's when you get your first spark.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get crushing debt, why not go $100,000 in debt trying to invest in yourself, you know,
yes.
in a good idea that, especially if, like, you know, you're going to study basket weaving or whatever.
Right, right. And what they said is you spend those 18 to 22, you're in college, you're learning how to conform, you're learning how to not rock the boat, you're learning how to, you know, and you're taking a bunch of classes that have nothing to do with sparking ingenuity in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend the first 3 years outside of work, working some menial job, get crushed in debt, miserable. You're not in the entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
You've taken the 7 years that define... That's why so many of these big entrepreneurs dropped out of college.
Yeah.
Because the entrepreneurial spirit ran them out of college. You said, you can't
Correct.
Sit here and waste
Correct.
Your life away. You have an idea, run with it. And it's this pushing everybody to college is destroying the entrepreneurial spirit in this country. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228, 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. I mean, where would we be if Bill Gates had finished college?
Right?
I know, you know what I mean?
Or Stephen Jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a different world. 19 after.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun, football, and encouragement. August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit landmarkchurch.net. That's landmarkchurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
United.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region, and that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowespros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
I can never remember which one of my clocks is correct.
The one that has Guns N' Roses Rocket Queen on it.
Well, my computer's correct. My watch is not.
Why is your watch not correct?
Because it...
Rolex. How's it getting correct?
I've told you this story.
But
I've had it fixed a couple times, and it just, like, doesn't take, and so I don't really, like... It's more about the sentimental value anyway.
I got you.
I have a clock here. And I have a clock here.
You know, if I had a, if I wore, I wouldn't even put a battery in my watch.
Yeah, I mean, this obviously, you know.
I wouldn't even put a battery in it.
Kind of.
Because.
But it is funny when people are like, you know, people are like, I'll be sitting somewhere and not have my phone visible or whatever. And be like, hey, what time is it? And they're like, you have a watch on. Like, yeah, I know, but it's more of like a bracelet.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, it's the way it is. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock, Jenkins Tire and Auto. My man over at Jenkins Tire and Auto is, by all means, hold on real quickly. Let me just tell you something. By all means, one of the most accomplished, most polite, dare I say good-looking, sir. I don't know if he's listening or not.
Well, I mean, you know, look, if you needed fleet management, if you need anything to do with cars, really.
You got
to
give him a
Who
call.
Who else would you call?
You got to give him a call. My man over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Concrete Technologies, my goodness. My man over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. His name is Mike Jenkins. He has, let me just explain something. When you walk into this place, he has technicians who have been with him 30 years. I think he said the person who's been with him the least amount of time is 7 years. 7 years. What were you doing 7 years ago? I mean, a lot of people think about it. That's a long time. What were you doing 30 years ago? These people were all working together. It's and they're forming a team. It's trust. It's accountability. And they take care of your car and or your truck or anything else, your tractor. They got a service truck. They can go out and take care of stuff on the road. It's really remarkable. It's really amazing. All you got to do is drop your rig off or give them a call. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're downtown Montgomery, one block off of Madison. So if you're on Perry Street, just one block past Madison, heading north, one block past Madison, that's where it is. You can actually see it from Madison because it's really only about a half a block because they have that back half of that block. You get by there when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto, drop your car off. They'll get you to work. They'll get you back if you need to. Donkey Lori, you're on the air with Dave and Barron.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Hey, morning, Donkey Lori. How are you?
I got this thing that just kind of, I don't know, it's under my skin right now. I just found out here locally in Wetumpka, Walmart employees are about to go to $15 an hour. You know, went to get my husband a sweet tea through drive-thru McDonald's, and they start at $9 an hour. I listened to you, Barron, on it, and I agree with you. And here's my take on it. what I do for a living is not for the paycheck. It's for, I have a hobby and I get paid for it. But it's my passion. You know what I mean? So I work with animals, okay? But so people that don't even have to have basic common sense or manners, and I have friends and family that work for Walmart. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying even with McDonald's, I mean, you're talking about high school kids that can work at McDonald's. I just think it's taken away from entrepreneurship. Hey, my first job was at McDonald's. And I mean, I went up in like that. I went to an insurance company from there.
Wouldn't you have liked it better if you made $15 an hour?
I would. But what I think it does is that...
sets the expectation too high?
I think it sets the expectation on the employee too low. And I think that those people that want to go out and go after a passion and a desire, just like we were talking about, like free college, is like it does away with the entrepreneur spirit. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah, I'm the one that made the point, Lori.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry. But there's something else that I don't know how to put words to it. And that's why I'm just going to say this, and then I want to listen because I want to have you put the knowledge and the words to it that I can't find. And then if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But why am I offended that you can start at Walmart at $15 an hour and be a robot and do what the globalist corporatist whores that own it and run it tell you what to do versus going and pursuing something that is a passion, a dream, and a desire because you don't make as much money because you're not working for corporate America? Because not everybody's going to pay you $15 an hour. Like, I don't think we're considered at the shelter like a business. You know what I mean? So, I'm sorry. Thank you for it. You point me in the right direction with how should I be viewing this? Why is it bothering me so much?
It shouldn't be bothering you, for one. Let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. Don't worry about what other people make. Don't worry about making your own life. Buckle down, focus, look straight ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the reason we worry about things like minimum wages and things like that on this program is because it hurts the economy. It hurts the economy at large. But if Walmart has made a decision independent of law that they want to pay their employees $15, then let them. Who cares? That's good for Walmart. That means Walmart's making a lot of money and investing in its workforce. That's wonderful news.
I just hope that, like, maybe of those folks that make $15 an hour, that if you, like, try to make eye contact with them, they won't run the other way and or say, it's somewhere over there.
Right.
You know, that's on that aisle over there. And then you turn and look, and then you turn around, and they're gone.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. And here's the thing, too. And thank you for your call, Lori. That was a good call.
Okay, thank you.
If let's say you're making, I don't know, $8 an hour at Walmart. Is that above the minimum wage?
Yeah,
$8? Okay, right. You're making $8 an hour.
Minimum wage, $7.25.
That's fine. You're making $8. Some guy next to you's making $10, right? Mm-hmm. I'm making $8. Dave's making $10, and then they bump the wages. They bump the wages of everybody up to $15. That should be everybody. The gap should be maintained. You know, it's like bringing out a virtual safety car in the middle of a race. Mm-hmm. You maintain your gap. That's the whole point.
Mind the gap.
There's the difference between a virtual safety car and a safety car. Safety car, there's no gap. Virtual safety car, you maintain the gap. So I think this should be like a virtual safety car. When you bump everybody up to 15, that's the minimum. So the guy making 8 goes to 15, the guy making 10 goes to 17. Maintain that gap so that you don't punish people relative to their peers. I just got a text saying the same thing. Government didn't mandate these companies pay more. They chose to. That's capitalism. Exactly. That's the point. If Walmart's doing really well, there's a couple things they can do with that money. One thing they can do with the money is invest it back in its employees. They can invest in capital. They can make capital expenditures, upgrade their stores. I don't care what they do. It's Walmart. If the employee doesn't like it, go somewhere else. Especially at 3.7% unemployment. There are more people employed today in the United States than at any time in the history of the United States. More people employed today, August 2, 2019, than at any point in the history of the United States. Thanks to the Geotis, the God Emperor of the United States, the Doctor, the Cowboy, the very stable genius, Donald J. Trump. We'll be back.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. There will be more of those tropical downpours roaming around over the next few days, and your chances of seeing one are a little better than normal. So good luck. Our forecast for today calling for a sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the lower 90s, scattered afternoon and evening storms, but a generous supply today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and the high temperature up to about 91 on Saturday and Sunday, and a low at night in the lower 70s. Not much change in the overall pattern. Monday, still a decent chance of storms. Stay on top of the storms by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. You can see where they are, where they're moving, where the lightning is, and so much more, plus access to all my videos as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We've moved to your neighborhood. Prime South Bank in Pike Road, Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Birmingham is now CBNS Bank. Even though CBNS Bank is new to the area, you'll still see the same familiar faces. Visit us at cbsbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock? Heirloom Jewelers, my man over at Heirloom Jewelers True Booth. This guy is nothing short of remarkable. If you go by there, you'll know what I'm talking about. True Booth understands the jewelry business better than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. He can explain things about stones that I didn't even know were possible. He told me one day he got in a sapphire, and he's like, I'm having trouble telling if it's from this region of India or this region of Kashmir. I mean, I was like, what? How do you know where it's from? He's like, I got a hunch. Sends it off, gets it tested, this, that. I mean, it's amazing what this guy even knows is possible about jewelry. You go into some place, you're like, it's a blue rock. It's right there on the ring. It's a blue rock. I see it. It's right there. True Booth is telling you what region of the planet it's from. I mean, it's amazing. The guy's just incredible. GIA certified gemological genius. You can tell when you're dealing with someone who knows what the heck they're talking about. You get that feeling immediately with Troop Booth. If you want to buy jewelry, sell jewelry, trade jewelry, get by Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Check out his Facebook page. You're going to love his inventory. You're going to love it. Now, they don't put everything on Facebook, but they put enough that it's remarkable. You get an idea. You get a taste. You get a little taste. All right. I got so much news. First, I'll tell you, it is Friday. We can talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about. But you got to call the bathinnovations.com guest hotline at 272-9228. 272-9228. U.S. preparing to withdraw thousands of troops from Afghanistan, an initial deal with Taliban. I cannot believe for the life of me we're still there. It's 18 years later. Go away. Get out of there. As part of an initial deal to end the nearly 18-year-old war, Donald Trump says he's going to reduce troops from, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15,000 or 14,000 down to about 8,000. So he's going to pull about a little under half. We got to get the hell out of there. Probably never should have been there in the first place, but whatever. But we were there, so now you got to figure out how to get the hell out of there. I got a training update. I can do that later. Elijah Cummings' Baltimore home is robbed. Hey, is there any doubt that Donald Trump is a time traveler at this point? Is there anybody who still doubts my theory that Donald Trump has a time machine? The Baltimore home of Representative Elijah Cummings, Maryland Democrat, was burglarized early Saturday morning, according to CBS Baltimore. Break-in at the residence on the 2000 block of Madison Avenue occurred around 3:40 a.m. It's unclear whether anything was taken from the property. The reported break-in came around 4 hours before President Trump blasted Cummings over Twitter for representing a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. That was about 7:40 a.m. So 3:40 a.m., Elijah Cummings' house is getting broken into. It's not news yet. Nobody knows it's happened yet. 7:40 a.m., Trump is tweeting about it, and then afterwards we learn his house was broken into. Talking about Elijah Cummings, he said if he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. Now, the congressional security officials are investigating whether it's a random crime or whether there is a nexus due to Trump's comments. Guys, nobody even knew the house was broken into when Trump hadn't even made the comments yet. You're going to say he made the comments and somebody went out and robbed Elijah Cummings? They would have to borrow Trump's time machine. He made them after the house was robbed. No nexus. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Who's this?
Eric.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Not much. I was chiming in on the $15 an hour thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
If they want to pay their employees $15 an hour, that's great, but I'm not one of their employees, so unless they pay me to check myself out, you know, I'm not with that. They're going to give all these people all this money and the market doesn't demand it. They're going to cut the employees, and then they're going to usurp us into placing our own orders and checking our own sales out and bagging our own stuff.
And you're opposed to that?
I don't work there. I mean, I'm paying for the service, right?
No, you're paying for the goods, ideally.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you go to Walmart and you need a gallon of milk, a pair of socks, and a fishing lure. I'm just trying to think of things from different departments. You need a gallon of milk, a pair of socks, and a fishing lure. So you go into Walmart, you pick up your gallon of milk, you pick up your pair of socks, and you pick up your fishing lure. Does it bother you whether the people are making $12 an hour or $15 an hour? Do you care?
No.
Okay.
Not a lick.
Now you go through the checkout. You have two options. You can go through the manned checkout counters, or you can go through the unmanned checkout counters. Do you have a preference? Do you care?
No, sir. Okay. Usually just whatever gets me out of there faster.
Right. Okay. So, boom. They give you options, right?
Yep.
They give you options. So, it's like Eric Express. You get to pick which lane you want to get on. Why do you care? Why do you care what they make?
I don't. But what I'm saying is they're going to turn it into where they're going to have fewer and fewer people doing that, and then you end up going through.
But isn't that Walmart's decision?
It is.
And if you get to the point, where you don't like the decision they've made, you can order from Amazon, or you can go to Target, or you can go to a local guy. You know, True Value. You got lots of places. You go to go over to Locker Room or Joe Banks and get some socks.
Yeah. That's right. But let me ask you this: if you go into a store and start ringing yourself out, don't they pay somebody to do that?
Yeah, generally.
Okay. And isn't that part of their overhead that they have in their business model is manpower?
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Where are we going, where are we going with this? Okay, well, make the next step, because I'm not drawing your conclusion based on that premise.
They're incorporating checkouts into the price of their overhead, which is recovering.
Well, now they are in an ideal. I think what they would like to do is have as little overhead as possible.
Well, yeah.
Your conclusion is that they're going to suck that money up and greedy corporate people are going to pocket it, right? And they're going to go have even more millions of dollars to themselves and they're going to crap on everybody.
No, I'm just saying that they're going to do their own choice and their own preference, and I go there at my own preference.
Sure.
But they're going to usurp what they would pay somebody to normally do, I'm going to do myself, and I'm not getting past the savings for that.
Yeah, you are. You are. You're either going to get greater facilities to shop in, because they'll invest that money somewhere. They'll either invest it into greater facilities, more locations, or lower prices, because this is how capitalism works. If they weren't forced to make those investments and they were just sucking up all the profits, then some other company would say, you know what? That's a great model Walmart has. We're going to do the same thing, but we're going to invest the money back into facilities or lower prices, and people are going to come to us instead. That's innovation.
Brad Muffy,
that's innovation.
Well, Brad Muffy, that's why I call you.
Oh, well,
you have great points.
I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
And Dave?
Dave has stepped out for momentarily.
Okay, when Dave gets back, you tell him Eric said, go dogs.
I will pass that along. Go dogs. I'm writing it down as we speak. Eric said, go dogs. Now, do I have to spell it that ridiculous way you guys spell it, or can I do D-O-G-S like everyone else?
No, that's nuh-uh. There's only one way to spell dog.
Good call, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right, boss. Bye.
Only one way to spell dogs. How about that? That's a good call by Eric. I hope everybody was as entertained and, more importantly, as informed as Eric was by the end of that call. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have 6 little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Text of the year just came through. Why are people mad about Walmart pay raises? I myself am happy about it. My gosh, anytime a worker gets a raise, I'm in. That's my kind of capitalism. That's the kind of capitalism we don't need the government telling us what to do. Walmart saying, hey, we'll give them a raise. Good folks. Good folks at Walmart. 47 minutes after 9 o'clock. I still hate it, but it's a necessary evil. See, I think it's kind of required. You have to hate Walmart, but then shop there anyway. That's life in the South. 47 minutes after 9 o'clock, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you on a daily basis from 9 a.m. until your daily scheduled nooner. Chase Interiors, speaking of capitalism, speaking of the entrepreneurial spirit, speaking of the spark of innovation and ingenuity that doesn't get snuffed out by conformity, Chase Interiors figured it out. They went around, they started looking around, and they said, hell, everybody's got messed up walls and ceilings. And you have all these contractors that don't, you know, these general contractors, they can come in and mess with walls and ceilings because they've got all this other stuff going on. And if they did, it would be the price would be so high, you wouldn't be able to afford it. Trey over at Chase Interiors said, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to do walls and ceilings. We're not going to do anything else. And we're going to be the number one wall and ceiling person, and they are number one. When they come in and work, you don't know they're there. Seamless. Perfect when it's done. I mean, these guys are pros. They understand what they're doing. They got the best employees that do just walls and ceilings. Hand through the wall, fine. They got it. Water damage on the ceiling, fine. They got it. You got that stupid popcorn and mud mix on the ceiling? Good. They can knock it out. They can get all that done, make it look brand new. You got wall paneling. You got wall paneling from 1951. They'll take care of that. They'll knock it out. You're not in an episode of Mad Men. Step up to drywall, people. Chase Interiors will take care of that as well. 799-1502. Call them, 799-1502. Or check them out online, chaseinteriors.com. Chaseinteriors.com. The rules on Friday, there ain't nairn. So you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. For some reason, we're talking about Walmart raises, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm with the employees. I love when employees get raises. I do. Clint.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing good, sir. And you, Walmart, I wish everybody worked there and made $1,000. You know, that's a good deal. Get that pay raise, you know, and that's good.
Yeah, I'm with them. Give them the raise. Give them the raise, yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. I like to see people do good in life. You know, I think about Eric was getting that, the self-checkout. I never use a self-checkout. I hate it.
Yeah.
It takes away a job, you know.
Yeah, that's just
instead
true.
Of a person being there, you got a computer. Yeah, take the computer out, put a person in there.
Yeah, listen, I go back and forth on this. Because I don't want to see the good Walmart employees who are faithful and doing a good job and all that stuff lose their jobs to automation. But at the same time, I would hate to pay more for my goods and services and be slowed down in my time at Walmart because I'm resisting automation. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but if you don't want to be slowed down, then you shouldn't be there. No way.
Let's just be honest. When Walmart invented grocery pickup, they revolutionized the game. We don't go to Walmart anymore. I don't go into Walmart. Very, very rarely do I go inside of Walmart. But we shop at Walmart twice a week. I probably spend $300 plus at Walmart every week because okay. I got nine mouths to feed in my house. You know, if we don't spend $1,000 or $1,200 a month at Walmart, something's going wrong. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, I'm loving this Aldi open. I might shift some of my business over there. But they better have an Aldi pickup because I don't like going in stores anymore. It's too convenient to fill it all out on an app. Press the button, let them know you're there. They run it out. They stick it in your trunk. They don't ask for a tip. They say, have a good day, Mr. Coleman. My name's Shane. Be sure to fill out the survey and let them know Shane rocks. And then you're off on the way. Look, between Costco and Walmart, that's what I do in life. My paycheck goes to Costco and Walmart because I have a plague of locusts at my house that buzz through everything. Actually, I was talking on the air the other day about how you have to hide spicy chips at my house and hide your potato chips, or the kids will eat them within 10 minutes of them coming in the door. A faithful listener of ours, a great guy, brought in some spicy chips that he prefers, and they were phenomenal. Best spicy chip I've ever tasted, hands down, bar none. And I'm not just blowing smoke. That's for real. That was a good bag of chips, by the way, Jim.
All right. Thank you for taking my call, and have a good weekend, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, 272-9228 on that bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. I don't want to see people losing their jobs. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I want to see. I do not want to see people losing their job. But I also don't want to see us resist automation just for the sake of resisting automation. I mean, I think there has to be a balance there. You can have automation. Because if you're making $8 at Walmart and someone automates you out of a job, to begin with, my guess is turnover is so high at Walmart, they don't actually fire people to bring in the automated checkouts. They just wait until people quit and go do something else. Or just don't show up for work one day, and then they just don't fill that position. That would be my guess. I doubt they're actually firing good workers. You know, some, you've been with Walmart 23 years, Steve. And I know, Craig, you've been at Walmart for 21 years. But we're going to have to cut you loose because we're bringing in the automated stuff. I mean, I just don't think that's the way Walmart works. I could be wrong. I don't see it happening that way. I don't know. Anyway, we can move off of that. I've had enough of Walmart. I mean, if somebody wants to talk about it, I'll be happy to talk about it. During the 10 o'clock hour, I want to talk about an update on some IG reports that should be coming out, if not today, this week. I kind of thought they'd be out by now based on some of my sources, but they're not. So maybe early next week they'll get here. But in the meantime, we'll take some phone calls. Who's this?
It's Bill.
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
No, not much. I was just going to comment on what you were just saying about the automation.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, Amazon had their Amazon days, and you may have seen on the news, they had a bunch of employees that were on strike, or they picketed, took the day off and picketed.
Yeah.
And it was because they had to handle so many packages a day. And they were complaining that they didn't get paid enough and all this. And at that time, I'm thinking, you know, next week they may automate it, and you don't have 200 packages to handle an hour because you don't have a job. Yeah. And it goes right to what you're saying. You know, sometimes people look the gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's happening is automation is being forced on us a little quicker than probably the companies want it to be. Like grocery pickup and, you know, the kiosks at Walmart you're starting to see pop up in larger cities than Montgomery. I think it's being forced on us faster than the companies want it to, because they don't trust these socialists that are running government to not jack up arbitrarily a local, you know, $15 in New York City is not the same as $15 in Montgomery, Alabama. When you talk about a $15 minimum wage, in New York City, $15 like could barely get you a refrigerator box to sleep in. $15 an hour in Montgomery, that's $30,000. I mean, that's, you know, it's a decent wage around here. You can have a nice life. You know, a two-parent family both making $15 an hour, that's $60,000 a year. Hell, you can almost put your kids in private school at that point. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. That's and I think a lot of people are stepping up their automation a little quicker, because a hamburger, the price point of a hamburger let's say go to Wendy's. What's a single with cheese at Wendy's now? $1.49 or something? $1.89? In New York City, it might be $7 or $6. So, you know, they're not making the profit that they are, and they can't pass the profit onto the labor like they can up there.
Well, I don't eat McDonald's. I don't like fast food.
Well, you ought to stop by and get a double filet of fish. It's pretty good. And let me say this for fast food. A lot of people, you know, lift their noses up at fast food and act like they don't want any fast food. I myself am a huge fan of fast food. I don't eat it a lot because you'll get fat, but I love it. And I eat it every couple weeks. I'll stop by and stop by McDonald's, or I'll stop by Taco Bell. If you eat it more than that, you're going to be big as a house. Don't eat it more than every 2 weeks. But one day every 2 weeks, stop by and spend like $8 at Taco Bell. You'll feel sick afterwards, but it's worth it. It's wonderful.
My understanding is that McDonald's, they no longer have cashiers. they have a kiosk, and you go up and put your own order
some,
in.
Some, not all. I appreciate your call. It was a good call. We had fun with that call. Who's this?
Rick.
Hey, buddy.
By the way, people are raising hell about those kiosks in McDonald's. Nobody likes them.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They came online before they wanted to have to bring them online. But they had to because of these stupid locales that are pushing their wages up above market rate.
Yep, and bad advice going to Taco Bell. It's all insect protein. And now it's yesterday on the Nightly Business Report, all the hamburger restaurants and everybody that makes tacos is going to the fake beef. So there's going to be people getting even fatter.
Well, that's why I say you go as a treat once or twice a month. You don't go as a normal part of your diet 3 days a week or 4 days a week.
No. And I inquired about the filet of fish, and I'm not going to pay $3.50 for that little chunk of fish. That's
well, you buy the double filet of fish, and it's $4.94. It's wonderful.
Yeah, neither one of them. I'm sorry. For a piece of frozen cod that was cooked, that was caught 3 years ago, I'm sorry. It's just not worth it.
That's okay. It's delicious. That's, again, you don't do it every day. The same thing. Yeah. I mean, I eat a candy bar, but I'm not going to eat one every day.
Can we move on to, can I bring up something else that
it's
is really
Friday.
Pissing me off?
It's Friday.
It's Friday. How's Jack doing, by the way?
He's doing amazingly well.
That's wonderful.
He's getting very close to being back on the air.
Yeah. This is a very complicated, long recovery process that
Dan's
going through. So I just want to ask about him. I know a lot of people do. So, Jack, we're rooting for you.
60 seconds.
Germany. Thumbing its nose, not even responding to the United States, and now saying they're not going to join the coalition to protect ships going through the Persian Gulf. This is a dramatic split with the United States and England. Where do you see this going? And I will hang up. I just wanted
to say this. German bonds have completely inverted for the first time ever. There is no such thing on any bond offered by Germany right now. A positive yield. That's how bad of shape Germany is in. That's where Germany is right now. Germany doesn't have the money to go patrolling the Strait of Hormuz. Nor do we want to. Nor do we want Germany doing that. Think about the last couple times Germany had a decent-sized army where they could go nib their nose around in other people's business. Do the names Kaiser Wilhelm or Adolf Hitler ring a bell? Maybe we like Germany just being tame and mild and making some sports cars and just kind of hanging out. Don't get too carried away, Germany. We'll be back.